Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As promised, Alderman Vasquez is on the phone. But first, a clip from the mayor today. There was a city council meeting. This is all about the CTA. And Alderman Vasquez wants to say, look, if you're not going to show up for meetings, this was a message to the president of the CTA, then we're going to withhold funding. This is what the mayor had to say.
Was the blocking of Alderman Vasquez's ordinance blocked because you would prefer to keep oversight of the CTA and not have aldermen have more say in how the agency operates?
I would say that's a ridiculous suggestion, frankly. Transportation is absolutely critical in our city. The CTA, like almost every single organization that I'm aware of, has significant challenges in hiring and filling vacancies. Yes, of course, there needs to be more communication across the board, not just with members of the city council, but riders, to give them confidence that they can get on the CTA. It's absolutely essential to workers that don't have their own vehicles. The CTA, as the CTA goes, our city goes. So we've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep the CTA vibrant.
Alderman Vasquez is joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. That's not the outcome you were looking for, is it?
Hey, Lisa, not exactly, no.
Did you really go to the city council meeting today, or was this a joke that you went dressed as a ghost train?
No, I actually did dress up as the ghost. It's a Halloween council meeting, so I figured it was an opportunity to highlight the issue as well as add a little levity to the conversation.
What did the mayor, did you get the eye roll when you walked in that outfit?
No, I'll say I didn't get the eye roll. I think people generally were kind of like, it was surprising and a little bit of laughter.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of fun, and we are very close to Halloween. So the issue is, and the issue that you have is the CTA, is that the president, Dorval Carter Jr., doesn't show up for city council meetings, and you wanted to withhold funding if he continued to be a no-show. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when we talk about the concerns that the public has here in Chicago, it's that they want a CTA system that's both safe and reliable. And I don't imagine that it can get solved overnight, but it makes absolute sense to have some transparency and accountability and have the CTA president report out to the council. And the fact that he hasn't shown up not just once but multiple times is a big concern.
And they just came forth with a new budget, right? Weren't they requesting $1.8 billion?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe earlier in the year, the CTA president voted to give himself a 33% raise. So now he's making like $300,000 a year. So I think when you're getting that much of the taxpayer dollar, at minimum, showing up to hearings as expected.
Alderman Vasquez is with the 40th Ward. What else happened at the city council meeting today that we need to know about?
So the other thing that occurred, which is pretty interesting, is the mayor put forth a ordinance to appoint James Kappelman as the chair of education. And this was something that was literally brought to us this morning, which is why there had been an ordinance requiring 48 hours notice for direct introductions. So she moved to do that today. And because this wasn't really discussed with members of the council, and we have a vice chair, Sophia King, of that committee, the council voted against that appointment. So the mayor did lose, 29-17, which really doesn't happen often in Chicago, but happened today.
But Alderman, this was not as much about Kappelman as it was just about the fact of the way this process was done, correct?
Absolutely. It's not about our colleague and more about the fact that we as a council who have to vote on these committee appointments for chairmanship should have way more say, and it shouldn't be the old Chicago way of a mayor disappointing who they want.
So the mayor says that she fully expects he will become the chairman. Do you think that's the case as well?
I think people have different expectations, and we'll see how it all plays out.
And Alderman Vasquez, you had 24 co-sponsors about the CTA issue with ghost trains and nothing showing up on time. And what happened that it fizzled out?
I'm actually looking at my counts, and I think we were like 41 alders in support. The majority of the council understands the concern. The public and neighbors and constituents are calling us concerned about it. so we understand. But ultimately, two alders, Alderman Scott Wagasback and Alderman Jason Irving, moved to try to put in another committee, therefore having it fall into the Rules Committee.
And for those people who live outside of Chicago and they're not and they're just like, what is a ghost train? Explain what is happening that is leaving people stranded here.
Sure. So, I mean, that's the funny part, right? We've developed our own vocabulary. So a ghost bus or a ghost train is when you're told on your app that a bus should be coming in, like, let's say 15 minutes, and now you're waiting 45 minutes to an hour and nothing's come by, and you are, in effect, ghosted by the bus or by the train. Or if you're the city council, you get ghosted by the CPA president. So that is what's been occurring.
Well, and if you've got a doctor's appointment, you've got to get a kid to school, your boss gets tired of you being late, it's a big issue in the city. And do you think that even the conversation today will persuade the president of the CTA to start showing up when he's asked to speak before the city council?
Well, I don't know if it'll persuade him, right? But I think it's clear that public transportation is a public good for all the reasons you mentioned. You have people relying on it to get from point A to point B. And if they can't rely on that service, it makes everything else less stable. So I don't know that the CTA president will get the message, but we're not stopping until he does, or there's somebody who actually does show up in that seat.
And when kids show up at your door on Monday trick-or-treating, are you going to be wearing that ghost train costume?
I might. We'll see what the kids, see what my kids say.
Yeah, your kids will have a say-so about it. Thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show, and thanks for addressing this issue.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Lisa. Y'all take care.
Thanks. Bye. Newsroom temperature check coming up next, and details about Jerry Lee Lewis, who passed away today. First, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.